The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign." And he said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the people of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. A few words about this gospel by way of a teaching that might enrich us in the gift of this day. It is very clear in all the proclamation of Jesus that we cannot witness Jesus Christ until we have experienced the death and resurrection of Jesus. His disciples cannot be sent to proclaim Jesus Christ until they themselves have experienced the death and resurrection of Jesus. This is more than just believing in the death and resurrection of Jesus. It's to experience it in our own lives. They had to experience failure, rejection, persecution. They had to experience the Holy Spirit coming upon them. Until that time, they could not proclaim Jesus Christ. They had to experience death and resurrection. What does this mean to us? You won't have to look in your life for experiences of dying. Sometimes they're small, but they're invasive and frequently demanding. In this time of the virus, we are asked to make many sacrifices. There are many inconveniences, many impositions upon us. Our normal life is in an upheaval. It's an experience of dying. People, we might murmur about it, we might complain, but it's an experience of giving up something, dying, in order to walk peacefully. We need to experience dying to resentment so that we rise to freedom, dying to judgment of others, dying to be in control. And that's part of the contest with the scribes and the Pharisees, is they were in control of the religious ethic of the day. The environment was theirs. And Jesus comes and he disturbs that. To be disturbed is an experience of dying. And if we draw this into our spiritual life, wherever you are in your life, you are experiencing dying. Sometimes it's radical. Sometimes it's very invasive. It's a heavy, heavy cross. Experience of death in a family, or grave illness, or think about the experience of loneliness for elderly persons who are confined in convalescent homes or sick people in hospitals. That's an experience of dying. Even though they're not literally dying, like end of life, but they are dying. They're dying to an experience of loneliness, inconvenience, whatever it is in our lives, we tend to resist experiences of dying. We like the resurrection. We like things where we can control and where everything is going fine. But there are many times in life when we lose control, we become helpless. That's an experience of dying. You have heard me say before, this teaching which I got from an elderly priest many years ago. He was in a convalescent home, and he was very well read, very intelligent fellow. But now he was confined to a convalescent home, and he was feeling the real emptiness of not being in control. And each time I visited him, when I was leaving, I'd say, "John, say something wise to me. Teach me something." Well, he said many things to me. Not everything was wise, but on one occasion he said, "Remember this," he said, "if you want to live more than one life, you must die more than once. If you want to be reborn, you must die. You must give up something. You must sacrifice. Let something go. You must die if you want to be reborn." That's the whole teaching of this gospel reading today. That was something that religious people who have all the answers and want to be in control and want to have things their way, they're not open to dying. That's what happens to the scribes and the Pharisees. And Jesus says, the only sign you will have that God has visited you is death and resurrection. Allow that to, the spiritual journey of a day is to wrap these moments of dying into a spiritual tapestry. In that way, we'll journey through this day gratefully to celebrate God's presence, to thank God for the moments we are called to sacrifice, to give something up, to lose control, in order to be reborn into new life in Christ. Amen. Let us pause now for a moment of prayer. Pray for the grace that you most need this day. I pray for the grace I most need this day. It might be a grace to forgive somebody, to let something go, to overlook something, to be kind, to reach out, to do something, to make a phone call, to bless somebody, to thank somebody, to forgive somebody. We shall pray for the grace which we most need this day to follow Jesus Christ into an experience of death and resurrection.